Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to St. John's United Church of Christ this morning. I'd like to welcome all our members and also like to welcome all our visitors this morning worshiping with us, as well as those listening to us on CDs. A few quick announcements for our members. The Monday morning men's group tomorrow at 8:30, on Tuesday at 9, the Women's Guild, and then Baymore singing at 5. On December 10th, Wednesday, choir rehearsal at 7 p.m., and then next Saturday it will be from 8 to noon, the Elves Workshop, and then don't forget about the memorial service for Ms. Sherry Snyder at 2. Again, I'd like to welcome our very special visitors with us. I'm going to attempt to say this and see where we go. It's the Houston, is it Zangerman? Ha! Choir. Along with the Houston Liederkranz Choir. That part I got. So we're very happy to have them with us and to sing with us this morning. As you know, this will be a bilingual German and English service. I think it will be very interesting for us. Are there any other announcements? Seeing none then, as we hear the ringing of our church bell and see the candles being lit upon the altar, and we hear the music fill the sanctuary, let us fill our hearts and our minds with the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Namen Gottes, des Vaters und des Sohnes und des Heiligen Geistes. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keeps covenant and steadfast love forever. Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
Wunderbar. Wir machen diese Sache heute Morgen zweisprachig. Das wird spannend werden. Viele werden die Hälfte nur verstehen, andere werden alles verstehen. Manche Dinge werden wir gemeinsam sagen, manche nacheinander. It'll be a mess language-wise, you already noticed. And it's going to be fun, I promise. The bulletin has most of the words in it, so you will be able to at least follow the writing, if not the vocal piece of it. So welcome everyone this morning. Thank you for coming, especially thank you, Liederkranz and Sängerbund, for being with us and blessing us with your music this morning. For those of you, I should say that in German. Diejenigen, die heute hier sind, weil es eine deutsche Veranstaltung ist, im Anschluss gibt es Kirchcafé, da wird auch ein Gästebuch ausliegen, wo ich Sie bitte, dass Sie sich eintragen, dass wir in Kontakt bleiben können und auch ein Poster für Brainstorming, was noch Sinn machen würde an kirchlichen Angeboten in deutscher Sprache hier in Rosenberg und Fort Bend County. Der Gottesdienst läuft nach der Ordnung im Buch. So if we just follow the bulletin, we're not gonna mess up big time. And it should actually be a very smooth and celebratory experience doing it in both languages because they're so related both culturally and liturgically in our congregation and our community as well. So when you find an asterisk in front of something, that means please rise in body or spirit, and that's what I'm asking you to do right now for the call to worship. And if you're not familiar with how we do bulletins, M stands for minister, that's me, and C is for congregation, that's y'all. Hört! The voice of God calls out across the ages. Like a shepherd, God leads us tenderly, gathers us together. But the word of our God will stand forever. One of the reasons that we're doing this German language service is that our hymnal shows a strong connection between our tradition and our German heritage. So a couple of hymns actually have German text in the hymnal, but at least a lot of them have German origin. So here's what we're going to do for the hymns where there's both languages listed. The choir is going to lead us with a German version, and then the congregation will follow in with the first and the last verse of the English version from the hymnal. So y'all may be seated until the German part is over, and then we're going to jump up on our feet and do the first and the last verse from the hymnal version.
Thank you. For the lighting of the Advent wreath, we have light. Advent is the time of waiting and anticipation as we prepare to welcome Jesus anew. Like a family prepares a home for the arrival of a baby, we prepare our hearts for the arrival of God's own beloved Son.
John the Baptist arrived in the wilderness proclaiming, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and unite the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
John prepared the way into the wilderness. We prepare the way in our hearts.
On this second Sunday of Advent, we rekindle the candle named Friede, peace. Today, we light the candle named Liebe, love. May this light shine to remind us that God is the peace and love that can never be extinguished. Amen.
There's a moment in the service when I ask the kids to come up. And by kids, I mean everybody who thinks they are kids. Come on up here. And for you parents, after this, you'll have a chance to allow them to go with Amanda into children's church so we can do our thing here where there's lots of words and sitting and still and blah. And they have more fun stuff down there that the little ones usually enjoy a little more. And then they'll come back for the communion part of the service later on. So, wer von euch spricht Deutsch? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, good. So I'm not gonna do that. 6. Then let's do English, okay? Who speaks English? Well, most of y'all, good, okay. So for you two, we'll find now. Okay. I'm going to take you on a treasure hunt. Okay? And the game is called I Spy with My Little Eyes. I spy with my little eyes something that is purple. What is it? Find something purple. There's a chalice that is purple in the window. That's pretty, yes? Okay, those are the ones I wanted to point you all to. On the wall, on the pulpits, on the altar. Those things, they're not actually purple. It's violet. It's not purple. You know why we have that color up for this season? No. These banners, paramins as they're called, we have them all throughout the year, but they change color constantly. And this is the season of Advent where they're purple, violet. Who knows what purple stands for as a symbol? Yep. Okay. Royalty, that's a good one. More thoughts? Okay, that's all right. When it comes back, just yell it out, all right? Yeah? that Christmas is coming. So let's put those, yes. That's beautiful. Always good, yeah. You've been in church too much. So, violet is, big word, attention, big word's coming, repentance. Who knows what repentance is? Who has ever said, I'm sorry? Okay, that's repentance. Violet is the remembrance of saying, I'm sorry. And you know who said that in the Bible? We should do that? Always those church answers. John the Baptist. John the Baptist is a person we've heard about a lot this Advent season, and we will. Because he really paved the way for Jesus to come. And he said, when Jesus comes, I want you all to be okay with yourself. So if you have trouble with someone, say sorry to them. If somebody says sorry to you, forgive them. Make things right between each other. Do you have someone you have trouble with right now that you haven't talked it over yet? Okay. Somewhere, something. So, get right with the relationships you have, and that's better when Jesus comes, all right? So this is what this season is all about. Getting right with ourselves, getting right with the people around us, so Jesus can come into our hearts and in our congregation, in our community, and actually spread the love around. So let's make a big circle and hold hands so we can say a prayer. Join us. Let him in. Hold hands. Thank you. God of love, thanks for having us here together this morning. We hold hands, that means we trust each other. We sit in your church, that means we trust you. Give us a good holiday season and a Merry Christmas with all the love that you have for us. Amen. Now, I'm going to ask Miss Amanda to come up here. And she has a candle, and with that candle, you're all invited to join her for children's church, which will be happening in the nursery back there, and you all will be coming back for communion toward the end of the service. And the way we usually do it is that everybody get up on their feet, and we're singing, he's got the whole world in his hands, he's got you and me, brother, you and me, sister, he's got the whole world in his hands. In the invocation. O God, you call to us from the wild places. You call to us from the inner chambers of our hearts. We come in answer to your call. We come to pray, to praise, to learn of your love for all creation. Reveal your glory that we may see it together. Inform and inspire us to seek your kingdom on earth in our time. Amen.
Our first reading this morning is Isaiah 40, 1 through 11, found on page 667 in the Old Testament. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your Lord, the God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her and that she has served her term, that the penalty is paid, that she has received from God, from the Lord's hand, trouble double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill be made low, and uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up on a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. And he will feed his flock like a shepherd, and he will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. Our second reading is Mark 1, 1 through 8, found on page 34 of the New Testament. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah. See, I am sending a messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judea countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. May God bless the reading, the hearing, and understanding of his holy word. Amen.
First, I'm going to say a prayer that just I'm going to say. And after that, I'm going to invite us all to say the Lord's Prayer in the language of our choosing. So both German and English at the same time. And that sounds extremely messy, but I still love that part that is done all throughout the ecumenical world where people of different nations gather that unites us regardless of language, that prayer that we all share around the world. And God understands. God can divvy it apart when they all reach up there. Just sounds messy down here. Trust me on that. Let us pray. Lieber Gott, danke, dass du uns hergebracht hast, um uns gemeinsam auf deine Geburt vorzubereiten. Die Häuser sind geschmückt, die Plätzchen gebacken. Nun singen wir die Lieder und feiern in Gemeinschaft. Holy One, this season you bring us together around the smells and the lights and the joys of the season. Thanks for allowing this time where we grow closer to you, where we grow closer to one another, where there's warmth and light throughout the city and around the world. The light of the world is coming, That's we're celebrating. We're getting ready, lighting one candle at a time. And eventually you will come, born as a baby to us, to lift us up into your divine presence. We feel part of that already here this morning. You are with us. We are with you. And that is why we join our voices in the prayer that your Son taught us. Our next hymn is number 90. Comfort, comfort ye my people is the call of the prophet Isaiah. Please stand as you're able. It's kind of interesting that we like German traditions around the Christmas time around here. Because in all reality, the German language is so harsh. Why would anyone like it, especially around Christmas? Listen to that. Joyeux Noël. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. Those are beautiful words. Frohe Weihnachten. Which one is sweeter? But still, we do that kind of stuff. And then even when you come to baked goods, every culture is proud of their own, and that's all right. But then we look at this guy that we just met yesterday. Okay? People give and re-gift fruitcakes all over the place, right? That's a beautiful word, fruitcake. Sounds yummy. Sounds sweet. And here comes Christstollen. It's actually better, but it doesn't sound that nice. But that harsh language is a good thing, I guess, even in the Advent season. Germans are told to be right in your face culturally, right? We don't mess around. We tell it like it is. Are not good at small talk, not many words, precision, that kind of deal. And when you move to America from Germany, you got to learn all those cultural implications that are just different. For example, if a German wants to do coffee with someone, they pull out their phone or calendar or whatever device they use and they schedule it right away. Whereas Americans, you would have to dance around like three times. We should do coffee someday. We should do coffee someday. Yeah, we should. Yeah, we should. And the third time you can actually schedule, right? So that whole dancing around drives me nuts. Let's do coffee now. Let's schedule it. But you can get used to either way, and more Americans catch on to just scheduling stuff. Harsh words and the sweetness of the Christmas season, that's what I wanted to talk about. We heard that voice, John the Baptist, in all the movies and the stories that you hear and learn about him. He's never the sweet guy. He's that trailblazer that makes the straight path for Christ to come. And he preaches hardly. Repentance is his message. Turn your lives around. Don't continue on that road that you were on. Very straightforward, right in your face. You're wrong. Fix it. You can't say that. You got to dance around a little until you make suggestions, right? No. You're wrong. Fix it. So John is not a nice preacher for the season, actually. He should be fired. He doesn't say the sweet words we need to hear because we're in celebratory mood. We want goodies. Yet he's there, and he has been there traditionally throughout the Advent season, being that trailblazer for Christ to come, because we need that. Christmas season is supposed to make us feel better with all the holiday cheer and the good stuff, but it's not supposed to make us feel better about ourselves. Yes, we're supposed to enjoy ourselves. We're not supposed to feel good about ourselves. Because you know what makes this thing yummy? Sugar and fat. Ultimately, all the things that kill us make us feel good. And getting to that yummy state of eventually eating, that takes a lot of work. There's the yeast dough that needs to rise for an hour before you can even work it. The raisins have to soak in rum for, we put them overnight. And then you combine them all, and you fold it and do all the things, and it has to rise for another hour, and then you bake it. So you're not just having, boom, there's my stollen. It's an involved process. That's the way to sweetness. Labor before joy, that kind of deal. It's an involved process. And at the end of the day, it looks pretty and it tastes yummy. And you actually want to be proud of all you've done. And if you don't bake yourself, you can go to the store and buy them. They have good ones too. But you got to pay a bigger price for stuff that takes more effort to make. So you're still going to put in that effort, whether monetary or manual. You can be proud of making it to that sweetness. Because you created it or bought it, could afford it, made it happen. And again, that's not what the season is about. Feeling good about ourselves and our accomplishments. Remember John. No, we're not supposed to feel good about ourselves this season. But we are supposed to feel good about the future that God has in mind for us. not supposed to feel good about ourselves, but the future that God has in mind for us. Repent, says John. Turn your lives around. Now, that is a message of comfort, believe it or not. It is a message of comfort because it says you don't have to do the same stuff you've always done over and over again. You're free to change. You're free to change. You're not stuck in who you've been or where you're from. What tomorrow's going to look like is up to you. You can still turn around and make tomorrow better than yesterday was or today is. You don't have to be the same tomorrow. Your next Christmas doesn't have to look exactly the same like your last one did. You're allowed to grow up. You're allowed to let go. You're allowed to invite new people and new things into your life and let go of some that weren't that helpful. You don't always have to keep doing what you've always done. But keep baking your Christmas goodies. Especially this one with the harsh word, Christstollen. Because I want to tell you the story behind this baked goodness, and I'll leave it at that. The story of the Christstollen is that you have a flap of dough that is wrapped around a core of marzipan, almond paste. Okay? And on top, you have tons and tons of powdered sugar. Now here's the theology behind all this. This is not just because it's yummy. It is because you've all heard that famous Christmas story. They took baby Jesus and wrapped him in that white linen. So here he is, that marzipan baby boy in that wrapped linen with the white on top. So when you make a Christstollen, it's not about taking pride in your baking skills, but it's recreating Jesus' birth and his being wrapped in that cloth of linen. And you're really pointing to the one that we're celebrating this season. This is not about our accomplishments. This is not about our greatness, not about our yumminess, but Jesus Christ, God becoming man, wrapped in linen like this piece of yumminess. Now that's a treat. I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
It is now time for the offering, and that means a couple of things. First, we're asking you for your gifts, because that's what the church runs on. We don't have a church tax like in Germany. All we have is what you put in that plate. And we create our budget from it, and we make all our expenses from it. Thanks for your generosity. You've carried this church through decades and decades and decades, and you continue to do so very faithfully. So here's another chance to do that. And also, we'll have a wonderful musical offertory while the plate goes around. So enjoy this time of giving back to all the love and hope and faith that God has given. Lass uns beten. Guter Gott, wir danken dir für all die Geschenke in dieser Weihnachtszeit. Allen voran dein lieber Sohn Jesus Christus. We give back some of all the gifts that you have bestowed upon us. Just a tiny portion of what we are and have. A reminder that we, our whole lives, are in your hand and we belong to you. Put us to good use. Put this offering to good use. Bless those whose lives will be affected by it. Amen. God is love, the omnipotent and compassionate parent that holds the world tenderly in a warm embrace. God desires that we love each other as a mother loves her child, as a father embraces his own. Herr Jesus Christus, everybody please. Jetzt beginnt die Zeit,
in der wir an dein Kommen kommen. Du schenkst uns deine ganze Liebe, aber wir bleiben auf uns selbst zurück. Wir hören das Wort und singen das Lob, aber in unserem Herzen ist nicht alleinige Freude. Du wendest dich zu uns, aber wir vergessen nicht die, in deren Leben dunkel ist. Vergib uns unsere Schuld, bewege uns hin zu dir, gib uns deinen Geist, damit wir dein erlösendes Wort hören, es aufnehmen und im Herzen zu bewegen, wie Maria
When we turn to God with faithful hearts, God hears and responds. Our failings and shortcomings are forgiven. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. God gives what is good and spreads the path of righteousness before us. Walk in confidence, forgiven and forgiving in Christ's name. And I firmly believe that God not only understands the Lord's Prayer in all the languages of the world, but also the Apostles' Creed. So we'll be that messy language blending congregation again that says English and German at the same time. Ich glaube an Gott, den Vater, den Allmächtigen, den Schöpfer des Himmels und der Erde, und an Jesus Christus, seinen eingeborenen Sohn, unseren Herrn. Empfangen durch den Heiligen Geist, geboren von der Jungfrau Maria, gelitten unter Pontius Pilatus, gekreuzigt, gestorben und begraben, hinabgestiegen in das Reich des Todes, am dritten Tage auferstanden von den Toten, aufgefahren in den Himmel. Er sitzt zur Rechten Gottes, des allmächtigen Vaters. Von dort wird er kommen, zu richten die Lebenden und die Toten. Ich glaube an den Heiligen Geist, die heilige christliche Kirche, Gemeinschaft der Heiligen, Vergebung der Sünden, Auferstehung der Toten und das ewige Leben. Amen. You may be seated. And moments like this great noise that we just created show you how big our God is, because God can figure all that out. And it shows you what the miracle of Pentecost really was all about when they all spoke in different tongues, yet they understood each other. It has a hum to it when people say words that speak to God directly and they mean the same thing. And languages really don't matter in that regard. So here's our communion table. It's not ours, it's God's. So we don't come to celebrate only with each other, but we're also invited into God's presence. Jesus says, come to me as you are, and that's what we're doing. We come to this table, be it young, be it old. Nobody is excluded from this table. This is an open table where all God's children are welcome. The way we're going to do it is we're going to say a few prayers before it happens, and then the elements of bread and wine will be shared with y'all in the congregation, where juice is in the middle of the trays and wine is on the outside. And also the communion prayer that leads us up to that meal. We'll have a German start on it, and then it turns English for the most part. So do the best you can. Der Herr sei mit euch. Erhebet eure Herzen. Lasst uns danken dem Herrn, unserem Gott. It is indeed right to praise you, dear Jesus of Advent, You remain a sacred mystery to us. You have brought good news for all the people, and we will not be afraid, for you are here. We are hungry for your love, which surpasses all our understanding. We're thirsty for your spirit that never runs dry. In this meal, nourish our souls, feed our minds, quench our deepest longings, and forgive our transgressions, that we may glorify you every day of our lives as we join with all creation to praise you. To you indeed be glory, Almighty God, because the night before he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took a loaf of bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, all of you. This is my body that is broken for you. Do this as often as you eat it for the remembrance of me." Ebenso nahm er den Kelch nach dem Mahl, dankte, gab ihn denen und sprach, nehmt, trinkt, alle. Dieser Kelch ist das Neue Testament in meinem Blut, das für euch vergossen wird zur Vergebung der Sünden. Dies tut, so oft ihr daraus trinket, zu meinem Gedächtnis. Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Everything is prepared. Come, see, taste how good the Lord is. As the trays are being passed around, hold on to your wafer until everybody's served so we can eat in unison.
Thank you.
body of Christ broken for you. Also with the cup, please hold on to it until everybody's served. Christi Blut für dich vergossen. Let us pray. Guter Gott, danke, dass du dich uns annäherst in Brot und Wein, dass du bei uns bist und in unsere Körper kommst, unseren Magen füllst und unser Herz mit deiner Gegenwart, mit der Gegenwart all derer, die wir vermissen, weil sie weit weg sind oder vor uns gestorben. All the people that are close to our heart, come into our presence as does Christ Jesus around this table. Thank you for warming our hearts and bringing us close to each other and to you, O God. Amen. We're not lighting candles today, but we're still singing Stille Nacht. We will do that on Christmas Eve, though. But we'll both sing it and light the candles. Again, first the choir goes German. If you want to fall in on that one, that's okay, I guess. Just don't throw them off. And then the congregation will join with the first and the last verse from the hymnal number 101.
Oh,
Wenn wir um den Segen Gottes bitten, im Anschluss gibt es Kirchcafé im Gemeindesaal und auch ein Gästebuch und ein Plakat für Brainstorming again, if you want to think about that. Following the service, there will be celebration of joy in the parish hall. Join us for coffee and yummy goodness. I'll have to slice up the stone still, so bear with me a second. Let us ask for God's blessing. Go from this place in the spirit of God's peace. Go from this place in the spirit of God's love.
Over high mountains, the place, we spread the compassion and love of God.
A voice says, cry out. What shall we cry?
God's love goes with us. God's peace will guide us.
Der Herr segne dich und behüte dich. Der Herr lasse sein Angesicht leuchten über dir und sei dir gnädig. Der Herr erhebe sein Angesicht über dich und gebe dir Frieden. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit remain with us always. Amen.